Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For young Black professionals, the employment line remains a long and bumpy road to only get half as far. With limited resources, networks, and opportunities available, the question remains: how can Black professionals move to the front of the employment line? At the Walrus Talks Advancing Work, Agape Jassesi, Executive Director of the Center for Young Black Professionals, uses the analogy of the airport nexus line as a parallel for the employment line. From forging strategic partnerships to creating and maintaining an inclusive workplace, Jassesi breaks down how she is assuring success for young Black Canadians today and beyond. Welcome to the conversation piece.
No pressure on going last, right? All right. So I'm here to talk about advancing work, but from the Black youth perspective. So my question to all of you is, have you been to Pearson lately? Any of you? Okay. I have to frequently go to Pearson Airport because I need to often go to the US. And so when you go into the line, there is the regular line, the one that I'm in, and it's extremely long, and it's like waving, like right when you think it's over, it's never actually over. And then there's the Nexus line. And the Nexus line, people just go on through. They're just hanging out. They have no worries in the world while the rest of us are waiting in this very long line. And the thing about the Nexus line is the people in the Nexus line, the more people that are there, the more troublesome it is for us because they just like go up in front and go to the customs person, and it makes the line, the regular people line, a lot longer because they get to bypass. And you know what I do while I'm in the regular line? I look up how to put in a Nexus application every single time. I never finish it, but every time I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna get in this Nexus line. And I reflect on the Nexus line versus the regular line, and I draw the analogy of the employment line. And as a young person myself, I unfortunately lost a parent at a very young age, and I found myself having to navigate just life, but also figuring out, like, is my life circumstance going to change where I saw myself in my career, the things that I wanted to do? Is this circumstance that has nothing to do with me and is just a circumstance, is it going to prohibit me as I see all of my peers and people who have two-parent households and the resources pass by in this Nexus line? If you haven't gotten it already, the Nexus line is the employment line, okay? And so I, over time, was able to find people who were able to explain to me how to get in the Nexus line and took the time and the resources. And, you know, I heard talking about sponsorship and the sponsorship that was required for me to be able to come out of the regular line and figure out how I wanted to get into the Nexus line on my terms and what that looked like for me. And that took time. But somebody invested the time in me to do that. So fast forward, here I am before all of you. I decided very early in my career that I wanted to dedicate my career to helping Black youth just like me figure out how to get out of the regular line and into the Nexus line. And so here I am. I'm the executive director at C Center for Young Black Professionals, which I always say is an honor and a privilege to be able to do. And what we talk about at C is we do workforce development. And recognizing that the unemployment rate for Black youth here in Ontario and Toronto is 28%. 28% of Black youth, where we make up 3% of the population, are unemployed. It's disgusting. So how can we get Black youth to come from the back of the unemployment line to the front? And it's twofold. Number one is at an individual level. So how we take three very distinct approaches. It's called relationship. Can everybody say relationship? We seem to forget this word when we're dealing with people, but what we do at CS build relationship with the young person. There's no blue pill that you can take that is gonna solve all Black youth problems and take us from the back of this line to the Nexus line. But what it is going to require is for us to look at everyone individually. What is it that you need? What is your housing security? What's your food security? Is the job that you want to work conducive to your lifestyle and the type of life that you want to live? Are you going to be fulfilled in it? Understanding through relationship what their needs are and helping them build out an actual plan. The second approach is what we call a trauma-informed approach. Being in the back of the line sucks. And when you're told that you belong in the back of the line, that you, this is just your fate and this is what happens, and people like you, this is where you stay. And imagine staying at the back of the line and watching everyone just keep going right in front of you and saying, you actually don't deserve to be in that line. These people deserve to go in front of you. The amount of work that it takes for us, I talk about the biggest challenge we have at sea is to be able to undo the lie that's been told to our young people about them. And that requires us understanding the trauma that anti-Black racism has on young people. And the third approach that we take is a culturally relevant approach. How are we going to make sure that once they get into the Nexus line, we're letting them know what tools they need? What do you got to do? You got to take your laptop out. You got to take your phone out. You got to put it in a separate bin so that when they are ready and they get to the front of that line, they're able to move through security very swiftly. What does code switching mean? Why do you do it? What do you do when you show up to a workplace and it's not an inclusive workplace and you have a choice to either take out the tools in your pocket that have been provided to you and address the issue accordingly, or are you going to throw it out, say, forget this and I'm out of here? And so the individual level is the first fold. The second fold is external, and that's where all of us come in. Because when we talk about employment for Black youth, we look at strategic ways of doing this. We cannot handle Black youth employment like regular business. We can't treat it like the regular line. We also can't treat it like the Nexus line. We gotta have a strategic approach. And so that for us means looking at labor gaps in the Canadian market where there is a gap. Like, nobody else knows how to do this. So if a Black youth gains those skills, nobody can deny them access because you need them, they need you. It's a perfect match made in heaven. And so we talk about strategic partnerships. And our strategic partnerships always look like this. Three people need to be at the table for sure. There can be others that come along, so anyone who wants to join, feel free. But number one, government needs to be at the table because government makes promises, and us as community organizations, we deliver. You don't see politicians going out and running food programs. You have Food Share doing that. And so government needs to be at the table. The second person that needs to be at the table is Corporate Canada. You want diverse talent, you invest in the training. You come to the table, you build relationship, and that is how we are able to build a talent pool together. And thirdly, community. Of course, you cannot put a flag in the middle of a community and say, we're hiring, why isn't anyone showing up? When you have no relationship and no investment. And so that is the approach that we take. Strategic initiatives, strategic partnerships, and individual relationships. And I think when we talk about advancing work, we also need to think about advancing people. So I believe that together, all of us in this room, take away what it is that we need to do. You can all find yourselves in any of the things that I discussed. And I think that the reality of the situation is that Nexus should be available to all Canadians, no?
Agape Jassesi is the Executive Director of the Center for Young Black Professionals. Be sure to subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform, to register for upcoming events online or in a city near you, and to catch up on our archive of The Walrus Talks, visit thewalrus.ca/events. Subscribe to The Walrus Events newsletter for updates and announcements. You can find the links in our show notes.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.